Today's learning Shabbi Lili Nishmas Reb Chaim Luzer Reb Shemshenari Moshe and Daniel Rivka Bas Moshe Israel Shemanachem Reb Moshe Schus for all those in around that Israel, and it should be a Schus for Shlomo Chaim Moshe Bamalka Mary Bracha Bas Bamalka Matritz Mefeigel Dina, and a Schus for all those in around that Israel. Also should be Lili Nishmas Moshe Reb Ruvein, my wife's grandfather, whose yard site is tonight. We are holding Siman Reish Nun Gimel, continuing on in this very important topic of leaving stuff on the fire. And like I said, we're going to break this down piece by piece because all these halachas are going to build up very, very much to what lamaisa we can do using modern day ovens and things like that. So they're very important halachas. So says the Rama. That's we're up to page 40 for those of you looking inside, second page in this siman. Says there mashte kirois hamatzimoy zoy elzolze for doifin shacheres b'neim. So you have two kirois, two of these ovens, and they're right next to each other. Ha'achas grufa v'ketuma uketuma. One of them you did either the grufa tuma, or either you took out the coals or covered the coals up. Vahashniya any group of ketuma, and the one right next to it is not group of ketuma. Muta lasha is lishais are group of ketuma. You could leave on the one a path on top or in the one that is group of ketuma. Afal pisha moisav hevel misha any group of ketuma, even though the one next to it is not. You're still allowed to leave it on the one that is, okay? So in our words, I have a blech that I have a four stove burner, for argument's sake, and I have a blech that covers two of them, and there's a fire on the one of them. And then I have the two burners right next to it, and a burner or two is on. I am allowed to, so even though there's heat coming from the one that's not group of a ketumah, I can leave it on the other blech that is. Let's see why in the Mishnah Berurah. So we're up to Sif Katan. Sif Katan Chav. Afal Pisha Moisef Hevel Perish. Bakira Hagrufa. So even though I'm the one that I'm putting it on is getting heat from the one that is not covered the fire. Vahava Amina the Lehevikaini Grufa Kamashvah and the Leia Amrin and Hacha. Vahfilib Shabbos Mutal Hachsal. The one that is covered is treated as if it's covered. Now the logic is very simple. Because what was really the problem with leaving the fire on is leaving a pot directly on the fire is I might adjust the fire. And what did we say? Why does ketumah work? Is because you're indicating that you have no interest in adjusting the fire and you have a reminder. So since you're leaving it on the kira, on the stove that is ketumah or grufa, you don't have the concern and therefore there's no reason for the gezeira not to leave it there. So let's go back over here to the Mechaber. V'tana, when it comes to an oven, now it's very important to understand because we'll see it's a very different halacha. I'm going to get into this shortly. Their ovens were brick ovens or cement ovens or made from earth. Once you heated them up, they retained their heat for a very, very long time, and plus they got extremely, extremely hot. For those of you, if anybody's ever been in a matzah bakery, right, those ovens are designed in a specific way. They're usually brick, right? And they retain, after the fire goes out, those things can be hundreds and hundreds of degrees hot for a very, very long time before they cool off. You can literally bake in there even after if you put all the fire out. Now, our ovens, just so we understand the difference, is totally not like that. Once you shut the fire off, you open the door, it cools off very, very quickly. So the tanner over here that we're referring to is their old-time tanurim that kept the fire for a long time. Now, where would it apply today? So if you were making Shabbos in a hotel and they have a pizza oven over there with those big stone floors that get 500-600 degrees, you can shut those ovens off and they'll stay hot and actually cook things for a very, very long time. So that would be a comparison to the tanurim, but the tanur that the Mechaber is talking about is not in our regular homes, is not applicable at all. We'll see that over the next day or two. But tanur, im husak bekashu guvava, osa afilo lismechloi. If you went even afilo im husak bekashu guvava. So remember we said that if I heat up my oven, my stove top with straw, we we say that that's not a problem because once the store burns out, it's going to, there's nothing to do it. However, over here, when it comes to a tanner, because they get so hot, us, I feel a lismach light, I feel a hugar v'katim. With it, once it comes to the tanner, which is so hot, it's useless. Says the Ramah, calls mancha yatzeled this way. As long as it's hot enough that it's yatzeled this way, once it falls below the yatzeled this, then you're allowed to do whatever you want. But prior to that, you can't even put it next to it. Certainly not allowed to put anything in it or on top of it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan chafal v'tana hayna v'tana shalahem shasuyas kekira af mitoch shektzaris ach. It's made very similar to what we described till now. The kira, we put a picture of it. Af mitoch shektzaris lemaylo. They get very narrow and short on the top. V'rachav, if you look at the well-built matzah ovens, they're actually built that way. They're domed. You go to the Middle East, you see these old-fashioned stoves. They're domed on the top. The reason that is, it gathers up a tremendous amount of heat, a lot more than the kira. Therefore, the chachamim were machmer in there a lot more than they were machmer in the kira. Removing the coals doesn't really remove out the coals. Most of it, the nishar, it's not possible that a little fire won't stay there. Ubetaner, when it comes to a taner, shechumei rab, that they get extremely hot. You still have the ability to stoke those flames, even though it's just little. It's in a stove which doesn't get so hot. Once you remove a majority of the coals, stoking those few sparks that are left is not going to do anything to you. But in a taner, it will. Vehine, milshayna mechaber, from the expression of the mechaber, mashma, the svirula kadasa tor, he holds like the tor, da fila bekashu begvava, usak begarifakatim, even using straw. So it's a double chumrah compared to the kira. Not only is garif katam not enough, but even if it's garif katam with kash, which by the kira we said you don't even need garif katam, over here you need it. That's according to the Torah and the Rabbeinu Yonasan. However, he is an in-between stage. It says, Kashu Gavava, Garif Ekatim would work even in a Tana. V'cheinu das ha-kolba, v'chidush ha-ran, v'yesh l'ha-kolba-zeh, and therefore, you can be makel in it. Okay? So like I said, this would make a chilek in the halacha if, according to the Rambam, if you had like a pizza oven, which gets extremely, not a home pizza oven, I'm talking about a commercial pizza oven, that gets extremely, extremely hot, if you were Garif Ekatim, according to the Rambam, it would be okay to use it. Then the Ramah says that this problem is kolzman, that it's yatzeledes boy. Avalim ena yatzeledes boy, the temperature in this oven drops to below yatzeledes. Mutalit nafil agabav, you can even put something on top of it, afil b'shabbos, ve'efshad afilim ein garif v'katam and agacholim, even zak garif v'katam, gam ken shari, it also be muta kevin shamakam shamayimit shamakadera ena yatzeledes boy, since the place that you're putting the pot is not Yad Saled this point. Then the Mechaber said, the Kolshkin so us of a dafka, that you're not allowed to put anything inside. Says the Mishabur, a dafka below the Spassel called Sarchim Stamach Vyafalai. This that we said, that you're not allowed to put in the Kira anything under any circumstances, because we were machma much more in the Kira, in the, I'm sorry, not the Kira, in the Tana versus the Kira. That is when you're talking about a dish that was not nispashal kol tzarchoi, and it's going to improve through further cooking, and therefore we're more concerned about it. However, avol mitznamik v'raloi, that if the dish you have in there is actually going to get ruined if you stoke the flames, then it's mutta. If it's raw, v'afil ain't a garif v'katam, if it's not garif v'katam. Okay. Now I'm going to go to the next case in the Mechaber. This one is not so negayatas, v'koifach, so that is very similar to what we showed the kira. I think I posted a picture of the koifach on the WhatsApp group as well last week. The koifach is, it's instead of having two holes on the top for two pots, it only has one. And husak, so now this is in between. The koifach gets hotter than the kira, but not as hot as the taner. So therefore, the Mechaber sort of gives an in-between ground. If you heated it up with straw-like product, then we treat it like the kira, which meaning garfakatum is okay. Okay. However, the gefesai then it's dinar ketaner. If you heated it up with gefesin and etzim, which is stuff that turns into coals, then we say the halacha is that it's like a taner, says the Ramah, and this is what I was telling you outside before. That tanurim shalanu dinar kekira, our ovens, which was their ovens, were even hotter than our ovens in the times of the Ramah, but the same thing would obviously apply to our ovens. Our ovens has a din like a kira, which means garafikatim would work for our ovens and stoves. Then that's what we rely on with regards to a blech. Let's see the Mishavar on this. Sif katan chaf hey shehu mekayim who also ki and kira. This is made very similar to what a kira looks like. Ella the kira himekayim who mekayim shvisa shtei keteres. It has room for two pots. Only has room for one pot. Therefore, it has a lot more heat than a kira. And the heat gets there more than in a kira. However, so this kaifach is somewhere in between the tanner and the kira. So the Mechaber said it depends. If you heated it up with a straw-like substance, then dinah kira, then the rule is like a kira. It's the same halacha like the kira. You don't even need to do grufa ketuma because kash you don't need it for, because once it burns out, it burns out. If you heated it up with wood, dinah katana shafila garfa ketuma. Then, since we treat it like a tana, even doing grufa ketuma will not help for it. Whether it's inside, bein al gaba, whether it's on top, bein besmicha, whether it's on the side. Now, the tanurim shalanu, our ovens. Shepiyam in atzad, the opening is from its side. Va'oid, and furthermore, sherechavim b'yosa, they're very wide. Ein chumah rav kol kach, ein kan dinah kekira. They don't get so hot, and therefore they have a, they din like a kira. Ubesevet v'reshmul hevi b'shem rishal shecholik al zeh. He argues v'soyven d'shavim l'dinah that there's no difference. Ayin sham v'al kapanim b'tanah shel nachtoimen. Shemasikim by tov tader b'chumay rav. Even with the Ramah who said that the tanurim shalanu is treated like a kira because they don't get so hot, that's a regular home oven. However, the oven of the baker, like I said, the matzah bakery, the pizza store, those ovens, toiv lahachma leduna ketana, there is better to be machma, and the din will be like the tana. Okay, people have to go to the 5:55 mincha, and tomorrow we're going to start a slightly new topic built on everything that we learned. Till now. We'll stop over here, and Amir Hashem will send out what time we'll do tomorrow, figure out what works best for everybody. Thank you.